This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More severe weather expected today as fierce storms move east. In Michigan last night, two tornadoes hit the city of Portage near Kalamazoo. This man ran to his basement.
I was looking out my picture window, and I was maybe staying upstairs a little longer than I should. I saw the wind blowing from one direction, then immediately turned to another direction. I said, no, that's not right. And then headed for the basement.
He spoke to WZZM-TV in Michigan. The east and the south are expected to see some stormy weather through the rest of this week. Are Israel's airstrikes on Gaza and aid restrictions violating U.S. law and international law? The Biden administration's expected to have something to say about that this week. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Biden administration agreed in February to look at whether Israel has used U.S.-provided weapons and other military assistance lawfully. Just Tuesday, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller voiced the Biden administration's concern over Israel's plans for a wider offensive in the southern city of Rafah, where about 1.3 million Palestinians are crammed, most having fled from elsewhere.
They have said, I think quite clearly, it's no secret that they want to conduct a major military operation there. We have made clear that we oppose such an operation.
The U.S. halted a shipment of bombs to Israel last week over concerns of a full-scale assault on Rafah. Donna Warder, Washington.
Israeli tanks rolled into the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt yesterday, and it remains closed. A FedEx Express cargo aircraft made an emergency landing at Istanbul Airport in Turkey this morning after its front landing gear failed. This was a Boeing 767. Nobody injured. The plane was on its way to Istanbul from Paris. President Biden will be in the battleground state of Wisconsin today. This is AP News. Donald Trump's hush money trial has the day off today, but yesterday,
jurors appeared riveted as Stormy Daniels offered a detailed and at times graphic account of a sexual encounter in 2006 with Donald Trump, which he denies during testimony yesterday at his hush money trial. Trump's lawyers asked for a mistrial over that testimony. The judge denied it. Trump leaving court yesterday, not explicitly addressing her testimony.
A very revealing day. As you see, their case is totally falling apart. They have nothing on books and records, and even something that should bear very little relationship to the case.
Trump denies charges of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments. Daniels was paid $130,000 by Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, in a deal for her silence. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.